1-800-449-8686. This is now, the Phil Hendry
Show.
I'm
your number one fan, though.
I know you are, and I appreciate that. Pastor William Rennick joins us. You wanted to weigh in, Pastor Rennick, on this ridiculous story about Kevin Costner. I don't even know that the thing is a big story. It's simply something that I saw in the news. You know, that they identified this celebrity.
Well, first of all, Phil, when you slander, I'm not saying you're slandering it, but when you come on a radio and you talk about a man doing something that is obviously an odious thing to do, when it is a negative thing to do, when it is immoral, I think you've got to be very careful.
This is reported in the...
No, I know it's reported in the news. You see, they'll report anything you want. But you say, you come on the radio, you say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Phil Hendry. Kevin Costner gripped it and gripped it again.
And I didn't say that. I read from the story.
No, you on there and say, Kevin Costner, hey, I got a news story. Kevin Costner pulled off his towel and started spanking.
And I didn't.
You did, yeah, you said that. And a man come on. Hi, I'm Kevin Costner. You don't mind if I pull my pants down and spank it?
Wait a minute.
Now, you hold on. Because I know the family of this man. I've known that. I met Kevin Costner through Jesse Jackson. And we were all part of a political coalition. And we had done some fundraising. So I know this man.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
I know the man. Now, hold on. Kevin Costner is a good man. And you come on your radio show. Yeah, I'm Phil Hendry. And I'm saying Kevin Costner spanked it. I think you do more damage.
I never yelled out that he spanked it.
You do more damage than you'll know. And it's not right.
I never yelled out that he spanked it.
Well, what'd you say?
I read from the news story. That's all I said.
You know, you go there in Great Britain. I've been over there. And you know, Claire and I, we swing back through there on our way back to the States. We went to Holy Land on a whirlwind vacation. Now, come back. Now, all the British women, you know, I told you about meeting the Queen. And she give me the, you know, she give me the squint eye. She want it. I know she want it.
But the Queen of England wants it from you.
And let me tell you something. Every time, you think I'm joking.
Yeah, I think you're crazy. The Queen of England, you got an audience with the Queen of England.
That's right.
And she's looking you up and down and she wants it.
There was a sexual tension between me and the Queen and the Queen Mother. Now, I'm not saying I want that from... You see, an old lady, you know, I'm not with that, you know. I'm just telling you that if I had a towel... Let's say the Queen Elizabeth give me a massage, which is never going to happen. But I'd whip the towel off.
You know something, man? Now you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I'm just saying...
No, you're kidding me. You just like you tried to tell me that Supertramp's your favorite white band.
They are my favorite white band. They are...
Oh, get out of here.
Let me tell you.
You know something, man? You come on here with this talk about how you're raising money for the church and you're doing a lot of good. Then you come out with your baloney about Kevin Costner.
You don't think I know him?
I believe you know him. I believe you know him. But don't give me this crap about how, hey, you know what, he's a misunderstood guy. And, Hendry, there you are screaming that he spanked it. I never said any such thing. It is a sexual tension between you and the Queen and the Queen Mother. And if you're wearing a towel...
Look at all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get my message out any way I know how.
And by the way, Phil, I really like white bands. Supertramp's my favorite.
Hey, you don't think they are?
Sing a song.
Say it again?
Sing me a Supertramp song.
You want it? Hey, Claire. Let me get Miss Claire. Hold on.
Look at this. Now he's going to have to set it up.
No, I'm not setting up nothing. What's up, man? Supertramp, what's the song in it?
The song, let me talk to you. Phil, the song he like is called Bloody Well Right.
Yeah, that's the song there. Right, right, you're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say, hey! Quite right, you're bloody well right. Huh?
Do another one.
What do you mean, do another one?
Do another Supertramp song.
Oh, what's that one they do? Take the long way. So you think you're a Romeo? You're coming down with polio. Take
That ain't the lyrics.
Well, it's something. What is that? So you think you're Romeo?
So you think you're a Romeo? Play your part in a picture show.
So you think you're a Romeo? Play your part in a picture show. Oh, take the long way. Oh, you know, like that. And then another song they did that I love very deeply called "Could We Have Kippers for Breakfast? Mommy dear, mommy dear."
Ain't that the same song?
No, that ain't the same song, is it?
Yeah, it is. So you think you're a picture show?
Could we have...
It's the same song.
No, it ain't the same song.
Yeah, it is.
That's a song called Breakfast in America. I love that. It's a Breakfast in America. And it goes, take a picture, cross the water, like I see America. You know that song? I love it. I seen them at the Forum. I seen them at a Fabulous Forum, 1979. And they got that one guy that sounds like somebody hacked his balls off. You know, what's his name? They got
Will you watch your language?
Well, who's the guy?
What guy?
The guy that sing lead in that,
Supertramp?
Yeah.
Who's that guy that with the high-pitched voice? Roger,
Right, yeah, well, Tiny Tim is his name. I think they got Tiny... Everybody said, what happened to Tiny Tim? I'll tell you what. He in Supertramp! Freaking squeaky voice freak. All them white boy bands, like that one band they had called Outfield. You ever remember that? One guy squeaking like a...
What are you talking about, white guys? What about the freaking Temptations? They had that one guy with the squeak voice.
Who?
Who's the guy that had the high-pitched voice in the Temps?
You ain't talking about Eddie Kendrick.
Yeah.
Don't you talk about Eddie Kendrick.
Dude, I'm not talking about it. I'm saying the guy had a high-pitched voice.
Don't you talk nothing about... Eddie Kendrick sang a song I'll never forget because it reminded me of Meet and Claire.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
You like that?
Yeah, man, you can sing.
Hell yeah, you know, you just like, all I know what I do is praise the Lord, man. I praise the Lord any way I know how, you know.
And what you saying, just by imagining?
Yeah, I'm saying that. She love that.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you such a lucky guy.
And then I go,
but she was just my imagination once again, running away with me.
You know what I'm saying, Phil?
That's pretty good, man.
Hell yeah, it's pretty good. And then I love that other one, Ball of Confusion, Elevator, Agitator, everything. Do-do-do. You know, it's a real lousy song, but the brothers who sing that, the Temptation of Ball of Confusion, is all about everybody taking acid, you know. And what happened during that period, all the white kids started taking acid, and all the brothers are standing back going, what the hell is going on now? The white people are crazy. You see what I'm saying? Because back then, everybody would, you know, we're trying to get civil rights, you know.
Yeah.
And while we're trying to get civil rights, all the white kids start taking LSD. So now the brothers are going, what in hell going on? I don't want to be equal to these people. No wonder we want to separate out. And then a panther come along, so we got to separate out from these freaks. Got to get away these crackers.
Because everybody was dropping acid.
Well, everybody was on drugs then. So the panther come along and go, and what do you mean you want to be equal to this guy with the white boy afro? He got the Jufro going on. He got more LSD going through his freaking, through his buddy van. You know what? I don't want to be equal to that man there. I'm going to separate out from my own nation. The white people all go crazy if all I care. And then I heard that song.
Each day through my
way. You know, like that.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I heard you saying that a lot of the white folks were taking acid, so you had to separate out with the Panthers.
That's what the brother was saying. We cannot integrate with these nuts. They're all on LSD. And then I said, well, that's when I decided to preach the message of the Lord, you know, because I didn't want to do that.
Now, what was the band you were in?
I was in Ohio Players.
You were in the Ohio Players?
Yes, I was.
I like that band.
Yeah, you do. You like that band. I was in the Ohio. I played the horn. I was the guy with a horn. I played the trumpet. And we had, you know, it was a great band, you know.
Go ahead and sing one of them songs.
Well, I know a song, you know, like, Fire, yeah, you know, like that. I did that.
You were in Ohio Players.
Yeah, I was in an incarnation Ohio Players. I wasn't an original one. I was in the International Ohio Players.
What's that mean, the International Ohio? Oh, I get it. You guys were playing cruise ships?
Yeah, we played cruise ships. That's Ohio Player. I was in the International Ohio Players.
The guys that played the cruise ships. Who were the guys that played back here?
Those are the real Ohio Players.
So in other words, you cats called yourselves the International Ohio Players, but there wasn't one guy in the band that was in the Ohio Players.
There was one guy. They fired him. So he joined us. And I met him down at the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun. Then we did the boat. We did a cruise, Miami to Cancun, that night. And then now, ladies and gentlemen, International Ohio Player. Fire, yeah, you know. And nobody knew the difference. Everybody drunk.
Now, I knew there was bullcrap to that story because I never believed...
There ain't no bullcrap.
You weren't in the Ohio freaking Players. You were in the cruise ship version. What a lot of people don't understand, if you go on a cruise ship and...
Yeah, you tell them, Phil, all about cruise ship. That's great, man. That could be good for your demographic.
I'm talking about...
Man, turn the phone off after you do that. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Wait a minute. When a dude goes on a cruise ship, and I don't know, I met this one guy down there in Mexico, and he was on these in a band called the International Platters.
Yeah, I knew them.
Yeah, well, there was not one cat in the band that had anything to do with the Platters. They just, like, licensed the name.
Now, that's bullcrap. Because we did all them songs, everybody know. And I'll tell you one other thing. We did that one song, Roller Coaster. Say what? You know that one? The one where they off that, they snuff that bitch and I
get out of here with a snuff. Pastor William, have we got that? What is this? Oh, my God. Rick James, I forgot about that. Maybe he'll try and tell me he was the International Rick James. 1-800.
I was the International Rick James. I said, give it to me, baby. Give it.
Yeah, huh? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got the by request flashback. This is a good one. I haven't heard this one in a long time. It's from our 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. What do you want?
You want to talk?
Let, hold on for a minute.
I don't want to do any more of this, all right? I'm moving on.
No, listen to that. I told you Supertramp, my favorite. When I was young, it seemed my life was so wonderful. A miracle. It was beautiful. Magic. Oh, freak. You know, I can't stand that crap.
Yeah. My favorite band is Supertramp. All right, here it is now. Dear Phil, I've got to hear My Name is Judy once more before I die. I think it's on Communism is Neat. Thanks, Bob. I guess Bob's dying. Bob, I hope you get well. That's kind of cruel to say I hope you get well when a man's got a terminal illness. Get well. Here it is. My Name is Judy. I've got a Congressman Randall Duke on the line from Escondido, who's called the program this evening. Good evening, Congressman.
Hey, Phil. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. Yeah, I have Larry Grover on the line here from Bakersfield.
Hello, Congressman. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
I understand you had some prostate surgery, and I hope it went okay.
Yes, it did 8 weeks ago. And
I had the same surgery, and it can hurt like hell.
Yeah, I think, I would say, Grover, let me talk.
my name's Larry. You call me Larry.
Oh, Larry.
But
Larry, let me finish here.
I just wanted to say it hurts like hell when you urinate.
No. But, Larry, I kind of...
All right, thank you very much, Larry, for that. Go ahead, Congressman.
We feel that if the president, yeah. if there hadn't been a DNA on a dress, he'd still be lying to us.
Can I ask the congressman a question?
Let me finish, Larry.
All right, but I have a question that I...
Larry, let me finish, please.
I would like to address you the question when you are finished, congressman.
Okay.
I ran into a problem.
But just like with our contract with America, the president fought us on almost every issue. Balanced budget,
right.
He gave us three budgets. It increased the deficit $260 billion. The welfare reform, he vetoed twice.
That's right.
And so we are trying to get our message out, but we're also trying to put out what our thing is for the future.
Right.
But this is tied up together.
Right. I wanted to ask the congressman...
Okay, go ahead with your question, Larry.
My question is, we were at a fundraiser a few days ago. I'm recently divorced, last 6 months. And I ran into a young woman who I was very much became friends with, a fine person. And the problem, certainly, from my standpoint, is that she is 18 years of age. Now, I don't want to go down the Clinton road. I did spend the night in her hotel room. She is 18 years of age. Yeah, and but we didn't remove our clothing, and there was nothing that went on. Is that something that a Republican, that in other words, could somebody hold that up in, to me and say this is the deal that you did?
Why did you bring that story up? That seems ridiculous to me.
Because I had spent the night in the hotel room of an 18-year-old woman. Now, I thought that this young woman had had too much to drink, and I took her home to her hotel room to make sure that she was all right.
This is totally different from what I called in for, Phil.
But I will tell you this. I found out that she was not drunk, and it made me feel bad. And
well, how can you mistake somebody?
Well, it turned out she was deaf.
I don't understand.
She was talking funny, and I thought that she had been drinking.
Yeah.
She was talking funny, and you thought she'd been drinking.
Well, is the congressman there?
Yeah, I am, Phil. And I don't think this has anything to do with the subject that we're trying to talk about.
Was the congressman laughing at me, or was he laughing with me, or...
No, I'm not laughing either way. I'm saying I don't really care about your personal life.
I'm saying I
don't care about the president's personal life.
I thought she'd been drinking.
All right, she wasn't drunk. You're saying because she was deaf, she was talking funny, and you thought she was drunk?
Yes. That's what happened. All right? And, Congressman, I'm sure you've been in similar... Well, no, you haven't been in a similar situation, but I'm sure you can understand what this...
What do you mean you thought she was drunk because she was talking funny? She's a deaf girl?
That's right.
Well, that's the way those people talk sometimes, because they can't hear anything.
I thought she was juiced, because she was saying, hey, Jeremy, go do the thing, I want to go to the other. I'm sure the congressman can understand, that sounds like someone that's had a few.
Phil, this is out of my league.
She's bombed, for God's sake.
What are you saying?
Well, she was moving her hands all over the goddamn place. And all of a sudden...
All right, Congressman, I hope you got out what you wanted to say here.
Well...
Okay.
I sensed your frustration with the question. Larry, let me finish my statement, please.
I wanted to ask you the question.
Okay, you did. Now let me finish my question, please.
You didn't answer. You don't care about the video of the deal?
Phil?
Yes, sir.
I sense your frustration with this individual.
Well, what about the question I asked about the chick with the hand?
And I answered you, Larry.
You answered the question, okay?
But she's talking funny.
I know she talked funny, and you're starting to get me upset.
Yeah, me too.
She was a deaf girl.
Holy God, because of the...
Shut up. Go ahead, sir.
I don't think there's a vote in the Senate to impeach the president.
Damn right.
Let me tell you what happens if we go through with the
process.
You're
damn right, Randall. You're damn right. By Dave and Judy.
Congressman, hold on for a minute.
We only have 10.
What do you mean, by Dave and Judy?
That's what the girl said, by Dave and Judy.
The hell is that supposed to mean?
Because I couldn't understand.
Will you get out of here with your comments? Congressman, I have to take a break. I appreciate it very much for you checking in tonight. And
does it hurt when you take a leak?
And anyway, Congressman, thank you very much.
I hope your thing's better, Congressman. I honestly do. Thank you for your great work.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I hope your thing's better. So that's... God, I forgot that bit. Because that was a congressman that called the show way back in 99. What was his name? Randall Dukes? Now, is he still in Congress? I can't imagine he's still in Congress after calling our show and talking to a made-up voice. Is he still? Randall Dukes. I'm looking online. Randall Dukes. Randall says Randall Dukes is in charge of the Miss Charleston Scholarship Program. I think things have slipped a little bit there for Congressman Dukes. In any event, that is from... a flashback request here on a world famous Phil Henry show. Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks for reminding us of a bit that we'd forgotten all about. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Would you get him off the phone?
What do you think?
Get that William Rennick out of here. Hey, Phil, my favorite band is Supertramp, and I used to be in the Ohio Players. And my favorite singer is Eddie Kendricks, and on and on and on and on. The guy's high. He's flying on some kind of mixture of chemicals. All right, let's tell you about our poker tournament, May 27th at the Bicycle Casino. Thank you for reminding me, Mark. And we're going to have we actually got celebrities checking in. Now, I asked Trey Parker, very good man who is, of course, as you know, one of the creators of South Park. And we said, do you want to be in our poker tournament? And Trey said, I bought 9 of your best of CDs today. So I guess that means he's already made his contribution. Thank you, Trey. Some cats that have checked in and will be playing with us. Christopher Titus, Ryan Stiles from the Drew Carey Show, funny man, and also the TV show Whose Line Is It? Anyway. Joel McHale, host of E! Channel's The Soup, and Eric Milligan from the TV show Bones. Those cats will be with us. We've got some calls into some other people. I'm sure that the list is going to increase daily. It's going to be the 27th at the Bicycle Casino.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Go ahead, Dave.
Mr. Henry, I was just online. I seen this man, Randall Duke Cunningham, that you were just interviewing.
Yeah. I wasn't interviewing. That was a tape from...
From, like, your best-of CD?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. Randall Duke Cunningham will be sentenced today for taking bribes from defense contractors. The San Diego area Republican has confessed to accepting nearly $2.5 million in cash and favors in exchange for steering Pentagon business the contractor's way. So the guy's a scumbag.
That is, no kidding.
Yeah, he got, it was on March the 3rd that he's going to be sentenced, and it says that the prosecutor was seeking 10-year prison sentence.
So that dude that we just, that called my show back in 99.
Yeah, that's the guy, man. And he's all going on about Clinton. You know, I mean, that's fine, man. All these guys with their family values. Why don't you, like, you know, take your head out of the toilet long enough, man, to, you know, if you're going to talk about Clinton and everything else, I'd rather have Clinton be getting it from even a fat girl than for this guy to be going, you know, being some Pentagon's general's bitch. You know what I mean? Like, in other words...
Yes, I know what you mean.
In other words...
I know what you mean.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, if Clinton was getting it even from a fat woman, which, you know, I admit that was bad. But
Whoa. What do you mean you admit? It's got nothing to do with Clinton. I mean, I know that the guy called my show and he said that Clinton was a scumbag. That's what all those guys were saying back then. See, well, the problem with these guys that are on the right is they talk this family value thing. Get out of that family value business, man. Get out of there. Get out while the getting's good. That's what you get for listening to all those Bible thumpers. You start repeating half of that horse manure, and the next thing you know...
Yeah, you're like a four-star general's bitch wearing high heels, you know?
Well, all right, I got it.
But see, look, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
When President Clinton, was it bad that he had sex in the Oval Office or that he was getting it from a beast? What do you think's worse? And I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, will you shut up, man?
What are you talking?
Shut up. Yeah, hey, Phil, what was worse, that Clinton had sex in office or that it was with a beast? Yeah, obviously, because it was with a beast. Because if it would had been with Jennifer Aniston, man, it would have been like a national holiday. The day the president got it from Jennifer Aniston, we're getting a day off. Here it is here. California Congressman Duke Cunningham, cats with nicknames, don't trust them. Unless they got it in prison, and that's okay. If the dude's name is Treetop, because he got it because he was so tall that the guys on the yard called him Treetop, what, are you going to give him crap for that? Guy's name is, if he got his nickname in a bike club or prison, don't mess with it. Other than that, prosecutors were seeking a maximum 10-year prison sentence for Cunningham for the better part of a decade. They said a congressman effectively put a for sale sign outside the nation's capital. What a douchebag. Here's a guy that comes on and is going on about Clinton. Let me just give these guys a word of advice, you cats that are these Republicans. The day that you guys got into bed with the Christians is the day that you signed your death warrant. Because now, every time you open your fat yap about family values, you got one of these guys coming out of the woodwork who's got his freaking hand out. Or you got some of these other scumbags. Who's the other guy? What's his name? What's the guy's name? DeLay? Was that it? Tom DeLay, is that it? He was lying through his teeth. But, you know, and all they do is they make the president look like a douchebag, which naturally everybody wants to make that leap of faith. Well, because he surrounds himself with scumbags, he must be one. I don't necessarily concur, although, you know, I'm getting a little bit close to it. After all, look at you, bud. Look who you surround yourself with. Only people that are primo individuals. And as a result, you're getting better.
Thank you.
Yeah. He talked sanctimoniously about his love for our troops, and at the very same time he was selling out the troops in order to enrich himself, said Ohio Democrat Ted Strickland. Well, now that's the guy that I'm going to believe. But he's right. I hope he gets the maximum sentence. In fact, if it's possible, I'd like him to see more than 10 years. Hey, find out what he got. What did he get? Prosecutors say before his resignation last year, Cunningham used to bully Pentagon. Good God, man. Some guys must think that they're indestructible, you know? Look, at if I'm elected to Congress, the last thing I'm going to do, wouldn't you? Look, at first of all right, I'm a congressman. Hi, I'm Congressman Hendry. Nice to meet you, sir. Mr. Hendry, we'd like you to come to a barbecue this weekend. Oh, really? Yeah. We're having a barbecue, and there's going to be some defense contractors there. Love to pitch you on, you know, perhaps appropriating money for, you know, defense, as long as you guys are going to do it. And we'd love for you to talk to some of these guys. Well, sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to them. I mean, you know, I want only the best for our military. Okay, great. Now I go out to the barbecue. Now, we do a lot of business, yeah, and we make these missiles and rockets and bombs that are really good. Really? Can you show me some specs? I mean, you know, I got people on my staff. Well, absolutely. And if you will vote and for awarding the contract to us, we would more than be happy to give you a little honorarium, you know? I mean, how do you miss it? The minute the guy says, and I'd like you to have this gift. Now, if it's a bottle of booze, maybe. If the guy gives me a check, you see what I'm saying? I mean, you can't miss it. There's no way you can miss it. Congressman Hendry? Yes, sir. My name is Bull Gunther. I'm with Flamingham Rocket Ships, and we're building a rocket ship that we're going to just blow all the ragheads up with. Oh, that's great. I'm in favor of that. Great. And I understand that you are on the House Defense. Yes, I am. I'm on the committee to, you know, appropriate that bread. Well, that's great. Hey, how do you like the barbecue? It's really nice. Yeah, it's really good. Okay. Well, anyway, as I was saying, my company makes one hell of a rocket ship. We're going to put a bunch of, you know, what we do is we just blast it right into Arabia, and everyone with a towel dies, and everyone else doesn't. All the camels are fine. All the buildings are fine. Even the ragheads that don't wear rags, they're fine. It's just a cat with a towel on his head. He gets blown to bits. Well, that sounds like a really sophisticated weapon. Is it expensive? It is. We're going to need some help from the government. And I understand, Mr. Hendry, that you're in favor of giving our troops everything they need. Well, I certainly am. All right. Well, would you vote for awarding the contract to us? Well, I'd like to see your product. Well, you know, that's going to be tough. Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. What do you mean it's a tough one, man? You just said to me that you got a rocket ship that blows the towels off everybody's head. Well, I do, but I can't show it to you right. Tell you what I'm going to do. I know that you want to come see the rocket ship. I can't show it to you till Wednesday, but the vote's taking place on Monday. And, well, you know, I can't really vote for it unless I see. I certainly understand. Say, look, a $10 million check. Now, where'd that come from? I don't know. Listen, you know what? I heard you say that you want to build some swimming pools for small Negro children. Don't you think that $10 million would come in? I know where you're going with this. What are you talking about, man? It worked on Cunningham. Bug off. By the way, Cunningham got 8 years and 4 months in order to pay $1.8 million in restitution. Wow! You are dead, 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 man. And they get you inside. And Doug, like, he ain't a big man now, is he?
Well, you just leave me alone, huh?
Yeah, leave you alone. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, boy.
Cut it out. I used to be a congressman.
I know you used to be a congressman. You ain't a congressman now, ain't you? I'll tell you what you do. Tomorrow morning, you're going to report a shop, man. You're going to carry a slap the first week because I'm a shop steward down there. All right? And I'm a trustee of all that area up there, and I'm going to have you doing my bidding. You understand? Now, we can work something out if you want.
Quit it. Please stop. I'm a congressman. I can change conditions in prison.
Yeah, I bet you can. I bet you could change my condition.
What's that?
I'm lonely. I'm lonely. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you moved in my cell.
Well, will that protect me from all of these bikers and Aryan Brotherhood guys?
Yeah, it will, man. Nobody's going to touch you. I get you moved in my cell. First thing I'll do is send away for a nice Chanel suit. And see how you look in high heel. So there you go, man. Take it or leave it. Otherwise, to quote my main man in Shawshank Redemption,
you'll feel like they did it to you with a train. All right, 1-800. What does that mean? Producer says it wasn't based on anyone specifically. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time for email. All right, let's move on here. I know this is Pastor Rennick's song. I hope he doesn't get pissed off about it. Pastor Rennick?
What you doing my song, man? You ain't supposed to be playing that. You reading that email over that?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Hi, Phil. I was thinking...
No! My song! It goes something like this. When I got home at night.
Good God, man. Sound like you got one wedged. Get out of here. Dude, I think you need a laxative, man. It might be coming out like bullets. Just, you know, boink, boink, boink. Turn it up, bud. Dear Phil, hi. I was driving a truck several years ago when you bumped Mr. KFI from his spot. First of all, thanks for that. Second, it was shortly thereafter when I first heard Vic Prell on the show with his KHJ boss radio type voice. He was subbing for Phil and had Bud nearly scared to death, eventually trying to get Bud to sit on his lap. Even David G. Hall got involved. Thanks for the laugh. Scott Salyer, Utah. Phil, it was simply a matter of time. After nearly 6 years of loyal listening, I experienced the inevitable humor-induced self-soiling. In my defense, I had the flu the last 2 days. Jesus, thanks for the extra shower and load of laundry I had to do today, if you'll pardon my use of the expression load. Regards, name and location withheld. Somebody crapped their pants listening to the show. Now that's, how about you, Rick? Didn't you, never mind. You're busy. Dear Phil, me and two old fans of the show are planning on driving from Phoenix for the poker tournament. We're coming to hang out with fellow fans and help out the charity and try to have a little fun along the way. Zeke. Okay, dude. I don't know what you mean by fun on the way. Hi, Phil. I first discovered your show while listening from an internet radio site in the summer of 04. The bit was about Steve Dozier. Steve, you mean Vernon Dozier? Leaving his wife because she had breast cancer. Naturally, at first, I believed it hook, line, and sinker. I immediately became a backstage pass listener. Oh, my God. What was that about? So, yeah, that's a load of laughs. Vernon Dozier leaves his wife because she has a double mastectomy. This week on Teachers. Oh, shoot, we're missing Teachers, man. That shows you how much I'm thinking about that show, huh? You know, after last week's ratings, it's like, forget it. You know, I'm not even watching the show. I'm on an NBC sitcom, and I ain't watching it. And I hear tonight I'm doing the voices, man. Wait a second. You got to flip it on. Tonight's the episode where I do character voices on the show. You got to go over to NBC Channel 4. If you T-vote it, cool. If you didn't, there, you just missed it. Yeah, man. There it is. This is the scene, dude. Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, shoot. I'm missing the big scene, the bar scene with me and Sarah Shahi, where we have sex on the floor. I'm kidding, but there we are right there, man, and I'm having my drink, and then I say to her, you know, wouldn't that money be better used for a new bell for your village's church? And she says, so it's going to be like this, and I said, yeah, get out of here. Now she's going to hug me. There's the hug, and I tell her to get off, and it felt good having Sarah hug me, and I was singing that song. All right, dear Phil. Hi, Phil. I first discovered your show while listening from an internet radio site in the summer of 04. I began this earlier, and then... Since moving from Southern California to Arizona, your show is almost all I have to keep me going. In fact, life in white trash Arizona is so god-awful, I even listen to you on my iPod while grocery shopping. Okay, that's scaring me. In order to drown out the country music, sometimes to the other shopper's annoyance, I laugh out loud while squeezing packages of bread in order to find the freshest loaf. Wow, baby. As the fourth grade teacher, I've been enjoying your show, Teachers. Thanks for keeping me entertained as I live out my life among the methed out, redneck, NASCAR-loving people of Central Arizona. Sincerely, Brenda. Thanks a lot, Phil. My boss has banned me from listening online to you because of Harvey reading about David Lee Roth's exit to radio. That was about the funniest bit I've ever heard. I swear my six-year-old and Harvey must have the same Hooked on Phonics reading program. Keep up the great work. And then finally, I got a citizens auxiliary police cap, and now everyone thinks I'm part of that group that goes around taping the police, trying to catch them abusing their power. Is there a group like that? Here's one from Sam. He says, "Hey, I'm definitely digging the new Pearl Jam bumper music." I've been enjoying guess what, Sam? We don't have any Pearl Jam bumper music, so you're going to have to, I don't know what, maybe you're going to have to start downloading a little bit more often to get up on what's happening. "I've been enjoying Teachers quite a bit, so I was wondering if and when we might catch your kisser plugging the TV show on Leno or Conan or The Daily Show or something. I imagine you'd make a great late-night interview." I have no idea, man. I doubt it. I'm not the star. Justin and Sarah, they're the stars. They're the ones going to be out there plugging. Justin and Sarah will be plugging away, if you'll pardon the expression. All right. And then finally, Phil, it appears you have some fans over at E! Host Joel McHale on this week's The Soup broke into the whole "you look like a rube" monologue. Well, Joel's going to be at our poker tournament. Okay, kids, that's it. Now I got to go home and see whether or not my TiVo worked on Teachers, because it's only going to be one more episode after this, right? And then kiss it goodbye. We're dead. I don't have any idea. I don't know. Maybe they'll pick us up. Maybe we'll go another season. Maybe we won't. Maybe I'll be dead tomorrow. Maybe I won't. Maybe I think you're ugly. Maybe I don't. That's my name. Don't wear it out. Phil Hendry Show. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
1-800-449-8686.
Don't wear it out.